Hello, ladies. Welcome back to Women Leading in Cannabis. I'm your host, Kira Reed. And after a very extended hiatus from the show, I am so excited to be back. I think the pandemic finally caught up to me last year, and I had to take a break. A break that would not have been possible without the incredible support of my team, Mariana Calabal and Olivia Zinda. Thank you, ladies, for your dedication and passion for women working in cannabis. I'm so grateful for you. It's great to be back at the mic with my awesome producer, Jamie Humiston, and the amazing folks at PodConnects. Let me tell you, ladies, if you host a podcast, you should seriously consider talking with the team at PodConnects. They're great guys, professional, and so easy to work with. Plus, they always do a great job for me. And added bonus, they really support women in cannabis. You will feel right at home here. Thank you for holding my spot while I was on hiatus, Jamie, and I am looking forward to a year of very powerful conversations. So today, I am not going to have a guest. Instead, I want to take this episode to talk with you about some changes to the show and to women employed in cannabis. So to date, I have recorded 63 interviews with women leaders in cannabis. I've spoken with Nancy Whiteman of Wana Brands, Carson Humiston of Vanks, Jamie Pearson of Bang, and Cheryl Murray Powell Esquire, to name just a few of the powerful women I've had the pleasure of connecting with here. They've been inspiring and fascinating interviews, and I have loved every one of them. But I don't know that they really had any impact on women in the industry who are still suffering from lack of financing for their businesses, lack of promotions with their employers, and all-around hostile environment many women face in the cannabis workforce. And the numbers back it up. From 37% to 23% women in the C-suite, only 8% of CEOs are women, and our funding is estimated at below 1%. Last year, WEIC tried to address these problems with the launch of the 4 P's. 4 things we can all do to support women working in cannabis and ensure they thrive in the industry. Pay, promote, partner with, and protect them. I believe in my heart of hearts that if we normalize the 4 P's in cannabis, we can create real and meaningful change. But they need to be pushed into the lexicon of the industry. It needs to become something that we all recognize as a means of accountability. So, going forward, Women Leading in Cannabis will focus on the 4 P's. Each week, I'll approach our conversations with my guests in this framework. We'll dig deeper into their funding challenges, hear about their plans to promote more women in their companies, and how they support women in the space. We'll hear stories of partnerships in all their gory glory, and we'll celebrate the women who truly protect each other. And this final P is one that really needs to be front and center every week. So I'm also adding a new section to Women Leading in Cannabis called She Had My Back, where I'll ask you to send me names of women in the cannabis industry and how they had your back at work or in your career. It's time to celebrate the women who walk the walk and the impacts that their words and actions have on us. I hope you'll share some stories of friendship, loyalty, and generosity in the cannabis industry so we can inspire more women to take care of each other. Okay, now I've got some really, really exciting news to share about WEIC, which you are especially going to want to hear if you're currently raising money or considering it in the near future. And before we get into that, let me give you some backstory here on what we're doing. So the first and most important P of the 4 P's is for pay. This means fund women, pay them a good salary, Pay their bills when you get them. Pay them a fair and equitable salary. It also happens to be the P that I could do the least about on a large scale, especially when it came to getting women-led startups the funding they need to survive, let alone grow. But it was also the one point that could actually make the most difference to women, minorities, and the cannabis industry as a whole. Because when women are funded, they hire more diverse personnel. They create better working environments and have less turnover. Not to mention higher and faster returns on investment. Women are a sound investment, and there are just loads of statistics to back it up. Getting women in cannabis funded should be priority number one for our industry. Don't you agree? Over the past year, the four P's have become a standard for many community members in their business practices and in their personal lives. It always gets me when a community member tells me what they have done to improve the four P's for others. I see it working on a one-to-one level all the time, and it is really beautiful to witness. Unfortunately, in order to make real change, it needs to come at an institutional level. We need companies and money behind the ideas, or it just becomes a round robin of sorts. We know what we need. We know why we need it and what we'd be able to accomplish with it, but it still seems just out of reach. And for a long time, I thought there was very little I could do from my position to change things, other than beating the drum about what had to be done. Well, I am absolutely thrilled to share with you that this is no longer the case. In 2023, WEIC is going to provide some much needed support and access to women founders in cannabis. I have been working behind the scenes to find a partner that will help us get money into the hands of women entrepreneurs in cannabis. To be honest with you, I wasn't sure if it would be possible to find a partner that really understood the plight women face when they're looking for funding. I was also very hesitant to involve the community with a company that just wanted to exploit it for deal flow without providing anything of value back to us or the members. I knew that without exception, they had to acknowledge and address the hard time women face in the fundraising process without being condescending or disrespectful or mansplaining. And the numbers say it all. Only 2.3% of all funding in the United States went to women-led startups in 2020. And that is from the Harvard Business Review. Basically, I had to have a partner that realized the incredible value in empowering successful businesswomen in cannabis, and that it would take a new way of looking at the process of fundraising to make real change. So with all that in mind, I am very pleased to announce that I have, in fact, found a partner in the Panther Group. Before I go on, I just want to give a big shout out to Erica Gal, who really had my back on this. She reached out to me initially because the Panther Group was looking for more ways to support women in cannabis. And I'm so excited to be working with a woman who looks out for other women. And it's really one of the reasons I'm so excited about this partnership, because it started as a collaboration. So thank you, Erica. You rock. Okay. So although the main criteria of the partnership was focused on taking care of the members of the community, it was also important that the company be legit, well-respected, ethical, honest, and have a history of making big deals. And let me tell you, ladies, this company has an incredible history. Just for starters, the CEO has raised and deployed over $30 million to over 50 companies. And they right now work with some of the biggest names in the industry. Take a look at their website for more information. You can find it at thepanthergroup.co. And we've been working through our partnership details for a few months now. And we've realized that the majority of entrepreneurs, especially those new to the process, need three things to really increase their odds of a successful raise. One is education in how the funding process goes, what's expected of you, and what you can expect from the experience. Number two, mentoring from investors advisors and experts and other business owners. And three, support from a team of experienced professionals who act on your behalf to ensure you are presenting, pitching, and signing deals that benefit you and shield you from risk. Now, I personally have witnessed the transformative power of a good education and the total disaster that a lack of one can create. So to that end, our first project for you ladies is creating the Roadmap to Funding Part 1 to help you understand the funding process and how it works. And this will take you step by step through the fundamentals to prepare you for the questions and documents investors will require. It's also packed with resources and tips that will help you navigate raising capital with confidence. And the best part is, ladies, this is a free document. We're giving it to you for free. Consider it the best advice the Panther Group can provide based on their years of experience closing deals. It's also written to address the most common mistakes that women in particular make when they start the funding process. Because what they say is true. You only get one shot at this with investors, and you want to make the most of every single encounter. We're also going to be hosting numerous education events that will feature entrepreneurs who've successfully raised money and women investors and advisors who will be open and honest with you about what it takes to raise money. Later in the spring, we'll be releasing the details on a new mentorship program that will be affordable and accessible to even the smallest companies. The combined networks of the Panther Group and WEIC means that you'll be getting the top tier of mentors in the cannabis industry to guide you through some very critical aspects of how you present your business to investors, from your documents to your pitch and beyond. I mean, how great will it be to have these professionals holding your hand through the process? Stay tuned for more details on how you can join coming soon. And finally, we will be providing support. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had known that there was a company that could literally walk me through all the documents, prepare me for pitches, and use their network to reach out to investors and set up meetings, that would have been part of my plan from day one. I mean, did you know that founders are expected to spend 50% of their time fundraising? How is it even possible when you're trying to run a business? And let me tell you, it is so much work to do this on your own. I have seen so many women get through their documents, win pitch contests, and set up meetings with investors, and then just peter out. They run out of time, they run out of energy and money, and never make any progress towards their financial goals. And I suspect that a decent percentage of women founders fall into this gap. I mean, I know I have on more than one occasion. So to help women with this issue, the Panther Group will be making packages available for all levels of help that you might need, from consulting on documents and investor introductions to full-scale support from start to close. Now, of course, there are no guarantees that you're going to find a willing investor, even if you have a team behind you, but wouldn't it be smart to stack the odds in your favor with an experienced team? Well, now there is one that is attuned to your needs and challenges as a woman. I am really confident that we're going to see the numbers of women-led startups going up over the next few years because of this partnership. And I cannot wait to start rolling these initiatives out over the next few months. All right, ladies, that is it for me today. Thank you so much for tuning in and showing up for yourself and for women working in cannabis. I'll be back soon with new episodes of Women Leading in Cannabis.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
99.9% of our DNA is identical. is a 0.1% that truly makes us different and unique. And that's what the show is about. Find out that 0.1% about your favorite guests. Find out what music they like, their first cannabis experience, and even what their room looked like growing up. But more importantly, or as important, their journey. Learn what makes them unique on Everything Is Personal.